Celebrate National Underwear Day. Oh, yeah, baby. We have with us Katie Barnett. She is with Fresh Pair. And we're going to talk a little bit about the third annual National Underwear Day. So, folks, feel free to take yours off and throw it in the air and celebrate with me. How are you, Katie?
I'm doing very well. I've been out around Times Square all morning with about 24 models, actually convincing people to change their underwear to give out a fresh pair. So that's been very interesting this morning.
Now, how many people have actually, like, stripped down and exchanged their underwear?
Actually, a fair amount. C&2 is a men's brand, and they've got these changing stations. So, I mean, walking around and meeting up with the models, I saw about 10 people jump in there and change. So...
Oh, so they don't have to do it. They don't have to do it in the street. They can actually go into a booth and do it.
Well, it's a little booth, but it's a booth that we hold up around them in the street.
Yeah. Now, tell us for folks out there. I'm really not up on my underwear, but I noticed that my son, who's 13, likes boxers. I'm more into the bikini briefs. What's the breakdown in terms of what people like to wear?
Well, last year from our statistics, we found that about 25% of men like boxers. 32% like briefs, 28% of men said boxer briefs, and then the most interesting statistic was that 4% of men liked thongs, preferred thongs from the people we've polled.
4%?
So it really is becoming very diverse in terms of underwear preferences these days.
Now, thongs, I actually wear thongs occasionally, too, when I'm getting a tan or when I'm going to the beach or whatever.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's okay. If you can pull it off, some people look pretty bad in them. But
I mean it's vital for a nice pair of pants. So I'm glad more men are starting to recognize it.
What percentage of people actually said they don't wear underwear?
We had 7% of men and 6% of women say that they prefer not to wear anything.
Yeah. See, so the underwear people must be pretty happy. Most people wear underwear.
Yes. It's a successful day to find that out.
Tell us a little bit about FreshPair.com.
FreshPair.com is a leading online underwear retailer. We're actually the leading men's retailer of intimate apparel. And we started National Underwear Day about 3 years ago and have been celebrating it ever since.
Now, whose idea was it originally?
It was our COO is Michael Kleinman, and our CEO is Mark Buttline, and they together came up with the idea of National Underwear Day.
It's quite a big day. I mean, the people around the country are celebrating.
We've gotten a lot of calls from people. I mean, all over the country calling me and asking how they can organize their own National Underwear Days. So
it's kind of a cool thing.
Well.
This is going on right now in Times Square.
Yep. We actually just took a short break for the models, but we're going to be back out around lunchtime to meet everyone out there. We've got the C&2 changing stations, and then 2Exist is another men's brand, and they're going to have a mobile unit with the National Prostate Cancer Coalition, and people can pledge to get a cancer screening and receive a pair of underwear.
Uh-huh. Now, Penn Station, also you did something this morning too, right?
Yep. We were there in Penn Station this morning greeting people coming in for work, so that was fun.
Now, how long is this thing going to be happening? So if folks are listening right now, they may want to head out down there.
Yeah, we're going to be out here until mid-afternoon, but anyone can actually participate if you go to freshpair.com. We've got the petition that we have people signing out on the streets, and you can sign up and we can try to get the celebrations closer to everyone's hometown.
Now, what is the signatures for?
It's for official recognition of National Underwear Day, but basically we get everyone's state and hometown and find out where people are signing from so we can try to bring these celebrations to them.
And the cool thing here, I think, and you mentioned it in passing here, the National Prostate Cancer Coalition's Information Center is offering underwear to anyone who pledges to get a cancer screening, which isn't a very important thing anyway, and you might be doing it without underwear, so it doesn't matter if you're getting it or not, but since you're getting it for nothing, you might as well go out and get it.
Yeah, definitely, and I think they're going to try to get at least 500 pledges today is their goal.
What are some of the hottest trends in underwear right now?
The hottest trends in men's underwear is actually profile-enhancing underwear. And our top seller for men's underwear is the C&2 Sling, which is a very interesting profile-enhancing brief. that Newsweek actually just wrote up as the Wonder Brief.
My only complaint about it is that they don't make them large enough. They need to make bigger pouches for men.
Yeah, apparently we didn't have one big enough to accommodate you, but certainly for other people looking to enhance their profile, we've sold a ton of these slings. We can't keep them in stock.
I'm actually wearing one during the interview right now, but unfortunately I'm only wearing it part way.
Ah, well, we'll have to get you back on the line with my friend Dennis to see if we can instruct you better on how to get that sling on.
No, it just is not going to fit. So it's what's going to happen. Part of me is going to be hanging up. But what can you do? It's a really cool idea, though. I mean, it's a great invention. It's kind of like a push-up bra for women. So guys
Absolutely.
Out there that want to have a little bit more profile can put that on. It's a great idea.
Yeah, and actually Unico is a brand that has an underseam that serves to sort of enhance the profile as well and support that way.
My only complaint about, and it's not just about this particular pair, but about everybody right. I've ever done promotions with, is that they seem to be building them for, like, small guys. There's no large-type pair, you know, with a small waist but a large package area, you know?
Right.
They need to work on that.
It's not a complaint that I have heard before, but certainly it's potential for a problem. The neat thing about the sling is that it's adjustable, and I know that we tried to help you out with that, but... I guess it's a work in progress, and I can relay it back to the people working on it.
Well, it's a cool idea, though, and it's a very nice-looking brief, too.
Yeah, the CN2 makes very attractive underwear.
Yeah, and I had never heard of the CN2 before. Now, can you only get it at freshpeer.com, or is it also available in stores, too?
It is available in other places. I'm not sure where, but it's always available at freshpeer.com, and this is actually our leading... item for menswear.
Because one of the things that people out there should if you have like regular BVDs, the white things, get rid of them. I mean, there's no excuse. It's like women wearing a plain white bra. There's no excuse for it. There's just too much color and style out there.
There definitely is. And actually, one of the brands sponsoring National Underwear Day is called Ginchgonch, and they have so many fun underwear in different styles and patterns. And that really is one of the more interesting brands that's coming out recently.
No, I haven't seen that. Now, that's also at freshpeer.com?
Yep, you can.
Okay. And folks out there, if you're in Boston, right, and you want to come by, we'll actually, exchange underwear with you as well. In fact, if you tell us you'll get a cancer screening, we'll give you a pair of underwear as well, and you can choose what you like from what we have here from freshpeer.com. Katie, good luck with the. Have you actually changed yourself while you're out there?
I have not changed while I'm out there, but I have sampled all of our goods, so I'm very pleased with the selection we have out there today.
So, what are you wearing right now for underwear?
Right now, I actually have on the Le Mystère Swirl Bra that I just got, and it's in a new like ruby fashion color. That's great. So that's what I'm. Sporting for the special event.
Now, are you wearing it so that people can see it, or is it hidden under your shirt?
It is hidden under my shirt and doing its job.
Well, I'm glad for that. But I'm just wondering if you maybe showed it off so you can tell people this is the blah 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 blah, and you can get it at freshpeer.com.
No, I am not. But we do have models that are going to be out wearing some new styles from Maidenform and Notori and Rego as well. So. We've got the women out there, too.
Now, you're actually a Boston gal, right?
Yeah, I am. I have spent some time there. I went to school in Boston.
And you moved to New York?
Yep, just recently.
Do you miss Boston at all?
I love Boston. Mm. It's a great city.
Where'd you go to school?
I'm Harvard.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, a smart girl in a nice bra. See, that's... I like that. Well, anyway, Katie, it's nice to meet you. And folks out there, if you want to get a little bit more...